For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Proud to say our guest last week on the Century of Lies program was Judge James P. Gray, the author of Why the Drug Laws Have Failed and What We Can Do About It, a judicial indictment of the war on drugs. There is a new wave on the horizon, is there not?
Well, I believe so. Again, I'm an optimist. I think that our people are beginning to understand the truth, which is, okay, yes, these are complex, gnarling issues, but it's okay to discuss drug policy. Dean, as you know, if we just get that fact across to our people and allow ourselves the ability to discuss this issue without feeling that we're caving in to allowing our children to take drugs, etc., which is certainly not true, we can just allow an open, full, and honest discussion. We will change away from our nation's drug policy because it's abundantly clear that not only it's not working, it's affirmatively harming us and particularly our children. When I knew, prognosticated, anticipated the fall of the Berlin Wall within 6 months of when it happened, but it certainly when it came down with a rush. And I'm fully convinced that the same phenomenon will occur when we finally start to change and repeal drug prohibition. It's going to come down with a rush, and then virtually everybody will link arm in arm after a year or two and think, my goodness, how could we have possibly supported such a failed system for so long? It's clear that the federal government does not have the answers, so allow each state to try whatever would work, and pretty soon we'll come up with some real progress. It's worked for us in so many other ways. We must again go back to that with regard to our drug policy, too. But the problem is, Dean, a lot of people that use these various drugs, and I don't, as you know, I've never used any form of illicit drug, but I do come home. In fact, I'm about to right now. It's 7:15 in the evening. I come home pretty much after work and take a mind-altering, sometimes addicting drug, namely have a glass of wine with dinner, and pretty much do it every day. Well, I don't think I need alcohol treatment, to be honest with you. I'm very careful about driving ever after I've been drinking, etc., and I'm able to function just fine. Well, other people take other drugs, like marijuana, and I don't think they need treatment either, but their only way, at least in California, of getting out of the criminal justice system is to go through drug treatment, for example, for marijuana or even other drugs, when they really don't need it. So we need to separate what you put in from your into your body. That's your decision, that's a medical decision, your family decision, and your doctor. And get those people away from the criminal justice system, and then reserve the criminal justice system with its scarce resources to address people's conduct.
If you can't find the judge's book on the shelf, please visit judgejimgray.com. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.